Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. What is going on, fam? Welcome to a brand new episode. Appreciate all of you for tuning in. I'm excited for today's episode. Let's not waste any time. Let's jump into it, fam. Allow what is temporary, right? Temporary emotions. Allow what's temporary to bring awareness to what's happening, to what is, right? So if you look at your current situation, there's so many emotions that come up, right? You could be pulled in so many different directions. I know most people are pulled in a million different directions. They're lost, they're confused. There's a lot going on. They don't really know where they're going. Now, if you don't know where you're going, if you don't have any direction, then every direction is your direction. If you have no principles, you start switching principles to get a certain result, right? When you're all over the place, you buy into everything that feels good for the moment. Anything that sounds good, you'll buy into it. Anything that feels good, you buy into it. This is why many people hurt themselves and call it fun, right? They really don't care. These are things that they really, really don't care. It's like I prioritize a certain feeling more than a certain result or than a principle, right? Than a foundation. I prioritize this feeling more than this philosophy or this principle that I have, right? Because many people don't have principles. They just prioritize feeling. So whatever makes me feel happy, I'm going to do that regardless of what it takes, right? So if you prioritize happiness and you really, really want to feel happy, you want to feel light, right? You would do whatever it takes to do that, regardless how temporary it is. You know, you go out and get drunk and you go out and do drugs and you go out and do whatever just to feel a certain way. And then you look at your life and it's all over the place. You're confused. You're all over. You don't really know what you're doing. You don't even know where you're setting yourself or leading towards or headed towards, right? Because I'm prioritizing happiness. And then anything else, it's like, it's very, we'll get into that because I was gonna jump into something else. But let me finish this point, right? So your foundation, your principles, the ways you live by. And if you can understand that, like for me, there's honor, there's truth, there's passion, there's purpose, meaning, right? These are things that I care about. Passion and meaning and creating something meaningful that provides value and doing it the right way. Not just doing it, but doing it in a way that I feel good about myself. When I go to sleep, I'm like, yeah, I'm doing this right. Now, for many people, they don't really have that. So they're all over the place. So these temporary emotions that they feel, it's like they don't look to understand it. They don't look to use it as forward momentum because there's no principles, right? So if my mindset is an offensive mindset, if my mindset and my foundation is that I am the problem and I am the solution to this problem. Regardless of how I feel, I know my foundation, right? So if there's happiness, there's really gratitude. I'm happy, and then I take that moment, I stop for a second, and I know it's temporary. I don't look to hold on to it like the person who prioritizes happiness as a way of life. That person looks to find happiness, so they do things and like they go way left field. They go all the way out there to search for happiness, and in the end, you know, the constant pursuit for temporary happiness is the acceptance of long-term misery. This is what people are doing. Now, whether I'm happy, sad, angry, inspired, whatever it is, how I'm feeling, I know I'm the problem and I'm the solution. I know that I have to live in an honorable way because I created that for myself. I know that I respect and value truth. What is? I'm inspired by what is. So regardless of what happens to me, I'm always true to the foundation of who I am. Now, again, if you don't have a foundation of who you are, it's if you don't have that, everybody has a foundation. I'm just saying, if the foundation of who you are is not that, then you're all over the place. So let's talk about, you know, using anger as an example. You know, a lot's going on in your life, things happen, and then there's anger, rage. See, this can be, and again, this is true for everything, the best thing to ever happen to you or the worst thing to happen to you. This anger and rage, you can use that to make a stupid decision, right? Oh, you was dating this girl and she did something behind your back, and now there's rage and you want to hit her and you want to pin her down and make sure that, you know, you show her who's boss, even though she has zero respect for you. You know, you're using your rage and energy towards the wrong action. You should use rage and anger to inspire courageous actions within yourself. Use it as an opportunity to change who you are or to make a decision that you should have made a long time ago. You know what's worse than putting your hands on somebody? What's worse than putting your hands on, let's say, using that example, a grown-ass man putting his hands on a woman? What's worse than that is just walking away. Walking away without explanation. There's the feeling of rage and anger and say, yo, I'm out. I'm not doing this anymore. And that action, a courageous action of just saying, yo, I know what I need to do. I need to walk away from this because I invited problems into my life or whatever it is that's happening. I'm out. And leaving is more powerful because you allow these people to sit with themselves. You're allowing the situation or the person that's involved to sit with themselves. And you're just like, I'm out. That's it. I'm out. No need to argue. No need to put your hands on somebody. Just walk away, right? Be the bigger person, right? Now, in for many people, they're like, oh, forget that because I want to, you know, they have this rage and this anger inside of them that they want people to feel how they feel. You know, when you should use that rage and anger to inspire, again, inspire courageous moves and action and being a bigger person and saying to yourself, man, this thing's I need to work on within me. Why did I put myself in this situation? Again, you are the problem and you are the solution. Saying these things, it's cool quotes, but when you embody these things, like I said in the last episode, when you become these things, it's a foundation. It's not a cool Instagram post. It's not a cool video to talk about, or it's not just an attractive saying. It's a foundation. It's something that you become. I'm the problem and I'm the solution. So if there's rage or anger, I'm like, okay, what about me? What about me that I need to change? What moves do I need to make? I need to walk away from this situation. I need to blame myself because I put myself in this situation and I invited problems into my life, or I put myself in this position. Let me make an adjustment. Boom. Powerful. Powerful, man. Powerful. If there's happiness, I know that's temporary, but there's true gratitude in the moment of happiness. When there's happiness, there's gratitude. It's like, oh, I'm grateful, man. Grateful. Look at all the stuff that I've created. Look at what I've done. Look at the moves I've made. I'm the problem. I'm the solution. I figured myself out. I'm figuring myself out. You know, this is something I feel all the time. Like throughout the day, there's just gratitude fuels me. My putting my perspective on, damn, look at my life. Look at what I've done. Look at what I'm willing to do when no one's watching, right? And there's certain decisions that I make when no one's watching, and I'm like, yeah, this feels good. Look at the position I put myself in. I look at the sun. I'm like, man, I'm able to live. I get to live. I get to work every day. I get to do what I love to do. I get to be around the people I want to be around. I don't want to be around problems. I don't want to be around, you know, I don't want to be around whack environments. I don't want to be around things that I just don't want to be around. There are things I just don't want to be around, right? And that's okay. It's like the fact that I'm in control of that is gratitude. I'm like, man, this is cool. You know, knowing today I'm going to record a podcast, I'm like, yeah, there's gratitude in that. I get to share my knowledge, or I get to share my perspective. And there are people who listen to it, who follow it. There are those who really, really listen to it, which that excites me, right? When you see people just taking on the same perspective and then you see them live the same, the results and get the results, right? So, you know, using something like happiness, where for a lot of people, they prioritize that, it's temporary. But when you see that, when you feel that, there could be real joy and gratitude in your life. And you're like, man, this is really cool. This is really, really cool. And that's as much as you possibly can. Like right now, if you actually shift your perspective on what you've done up to this point, and you look at all the amazing things that are happening in your life, you're like, man, shit. You know, you pat yourself in the back. Let's look at sadness, right? You know, using a moment of sadness to bring awareness to how you've been living your life, to bring awareness to what you prioritize, to bring awareness to the changes that you need to make. Use those things. Look to understand them. You know, we label these things. We label these emotions as happiness, sad, mad, you know, whatever. Inspired. These things are how we feel. It's like, without the labels, what's happening? How do you break it down without labeling it happy or sad? Like, how do you break it down? And in those moments, I've been sad, right? And in those moments of sadness, I've always trusted my foundation as a man. Regardless of what happens in my life, I look at it and say, okay, I'm the problem, I'm the solution. What do I need to do here with this offensive mindset? A mindset that looks for forward movement, forward energy, looks to adjust, right? What can I do in this situation? How can I understand it so I can change my perspective on things? It's like, why? Why this? Why do I feel like this? Because I don't want to. But since I do, let me embrace it. Let me become it. Let me become sadness to understand it. Not run away from it, which most people do, right? I'm sad. And then they look to run away and they escape their problems and they look for happiness and then they drink their life away and then they're hanging out in environments they shouldn't be around. They have empty relationships, rightfully so, because of what they care about. It's like, I'm going to be around anybody that just makes me smile. So anybody who's funny, I'm just going to be around. Right? It's like, okay, cool. Or anybody who looks like they're winning, I'm just going to consume. And I'm going to have conversations with those people because it's going to make me feel like I'm doing something with my life. Instead of understanding, damn, okay, this moment of sadness is like, yo, this is bringing awareness to something. I become it. I embody it. I look to understand it, right? I'm seeing what this is, and I don't want to feel this way, but I feel this way right now, and what is this? And then your foundation kicks in. Who you are will remain who you are. It's like, just because I'm sad doesn't mean I'm going to go out and start drinking. Anthony Minaya doesn't drink. Anthony Minaya doesn't smoke. Anthony Minaya doesn't do drugs. Now, there's certain foundations that are non-negotiable, right? I'm the problem, I'm the solution. So if this happens to me, then I am prepared for it. You know, whatever reason that caused this, whatever thing that caused this, I'm like, okay, there's something to learn here. It's a moment of sadness. Let me study it. So now when something like this happens again, I don't respond with this. I respond differently. I react differently. I feel differently. I change my perspective on this. Oh, this happened. I'm supposed to be sad, right? But no, let me change my energy towards that because I don't see it as the label sad. I look at what's happening. How one gets anxiety. How one is down, depressed. Right, dull and feeling like, man, I don't know what's going on, no hope. Right, they're feeling like, man, they're in the funk. They're like, oh, man. See, those are the moments that you bring awareness to how you've been living and how you've been moving. Those are the moments that you start changing your priorities. Those are the moments that you start changing your perspective. Those are the moments, fam. You start working on yourself, and working on yourself doesn't mean consume a shitload of content just to make you feel good. No, it means the same thing that we talked about in that last episode, the core, is understanding this to get to the core, right? To embody something different, to become something different. And because you don't want to respond like this, you don't want to feel like this, you don't want to react like this, you want to be prepared for this situation at all times. So it's using the emotions that are temporary to bring awareness to yourself, to inspire action, to inspire change, right? To create something new. And for so many, it's almost impossible to do when it's almost impossible to do when what is important is different from what's important to you. See, the things that I'm talking about are important, but when that's different from what is important to you, then none of this matters, right? None of this matters. You have no vision for yourself on how you want to be or how you want to live your life. You have no principles. You have no foundation. You don't want to get to the core. You don't want to understand yourself. You don't want to understand your problems, right? And if that's the case, then what is being said here, it means nothing. It's like, okay, just tell me the five steps. Tell me what to do instead of living a life of preparation. Living a life of preparation and loving that process of being prepared, right? Always being on. That's the thing. Like always being on. And not on in a way of alert, like when you're alert. It's always being on as in I'm prepared. You know, my martial arts coach, always says this. He goes, you drill the technique. We're training jujitsu, and you drill the technique. You drill it, you drill it, you drill it, so you can become it. So now it's natural. So you drill it over and over and over, because when you're in that situation, you just react, right? So you're drilling it. You're preparing yourself for it. Now, just because I don't have a fight coming up, or let's say I'm not in competition mode, doesn't mean I shouldn't be training and drilling. I should be training. I'm training because I'm prepared for whatever comes my way. I'm living a life of preparation. So I'm constantly drilling these moves, and then I embody these moves that, and this is what my coach says. He says, when you are tired, right, now you're just reacting. Now technique comes in. When you are tired, you're not thinking. You're just reacting. You're just doing. There is no thought. So now it comes down to who's been training more? Who's been drilling more? Who's been practicing what is being said over and over and over again, right? And it's always revealed. When you go through things in life, it shows who you are. You know, what gives you anxiety? What gives you depression? What gives you these feelings that you feel over and over and over again? It reveals if you're drilling these things, if you're training these things, and it's moment to moment, right? It's like you very rarely experience happiness because you don't practice that, or you don't see the importance of that when you look at the sun, or when you look at your mom, or when you look at your dad, or when you look at, you know, your kids, you look at your brother, you look at your sister. Do you know how many people don't have a mother? Do you know how many people don't have a dad? Don't have that family member that you get to see, right? And then when you talk to them, when you see that call coming in, you're like, oh, what did this person want? Versus, wow, one day this call is not going to come through. One day I will never receive this call again. We lose perspective, right? So now you find happiness in drinking, and you find happiness in traveling, and you find happiness in doing these things that are only for the moment, but there's no happiness in the fact that, wow, you get that phone call from that person, right? That may not be around. That person who loves and cares about you, right? The fact that you are healthy right now. Do you know how I wake up every single day? I'm like, yes, yes. I feel good. I feel good. And I'm preparing myself to feel even better, right? I'm preparing myself for the decline. So I stretch every single day, right? And I continue to stretch every single day. I get massages. I study myself physically, learning more about my body. I need to learn more about my health. I don't want to wait when there's a moment of, oh, why did this happen? And then I'm all sad and I do stupid shit to run away from my problems. We're talking about being prepared for these moments, being prepared and saying, okay, I'm going to put myself in position to get the results that I deserve. So because I feel good today is because I've done moves in the past that has led me up to this point. Now, what am I going to do this moment today that's going to allow this to continue, right? And then notice, and then because I become more body aware, more mentally aware, financially aware, whatever awareness that I'm, or whatever it is I'm preparing myself in, right? Whatever process I'm in, I notice the slight changes. I notice the little changes. It's like, damn, why is it when, you know, I used to be able to do this, but I can't do this anymore. I'm tired, or I feel, you know, I don't have enough energy. There's something happening. See, I become aware of it because I'm living a life of preparation, right? The life of preparation. I'm prepared for all of, for I'm preparing myself. I'm eating healthy. I'm prioritizing my energy. And I look at this like, okay, because I'm doing that, the moment I feel a difference, I'm like, what is going on? What is happening here? Versus the person who's not living that life. They're just prioritizing happiness, or they're just caring about these little emotions. I don't feel good. I'm just going to go do this to feel good. And then when there's changes that are happening in their body, now there's anxiety, what's going on? Why is this happening? I don't know what's going on. Oh my gosh. Right? There's depression. There's fear at the highest level. Of course. Of course. There's fear. Of course. Because you know, number one, there's something that you haven't been doing, right? There's moves that you should have been making that you haven't been making, and you know it because it pops up from time to time. I should go to the gym today. Then you never do, and then something happens. Oh my gosh, what's going to happen? What's going on in my life? Why is this happening? Why is my heart pumping so fast? It's like, of course, you don't live a life of preparation. You're not drilling every day, like my coach says. You're not drilling these moves every day. Because when you do, now it becomes a way of life. It's a way of life. And you get inspired by these moves. And you get inspired by the process. So when something happens, you're like, okay, let me study myself. Let me figure this out. Not escape from it. Those who continue. Look, this is, what episode is this, right? It's like after 250 plus episodes, 270 plus episodes, you know, I said this stuff over and over and over and over again, right? It's not going to change anything if this is not what you are focused on, if this is not what you care about, right? Because one can listen to this, and this can be the most important episode ever to every single person that is listening to this, because it could bring awareness to what like how you should be living your life, or bring an awareness to the moves you've been making up to this point. But if this will cause conflict with something else, hey, if I do this, if I live this way, it's going to change my circle, change my environment, change. Again, it's gonna destroy the other priority that I have, or destroy the life that was built by the priority that I had once before. So if you prioritize temporary pleasure, you know, you deciding to live a life of preparation, there's conflict there, right? Now it's like, this is a new world. This is a new life, a new environment. Now you see things differently. Now you have a new level of awareness, a new perspective. And it's like, it's causing conflict. Wait a minute. I don't know how to live. What should I do? It's like, man, confusion, because what's important is different from what is important to you, right? What's important to the body and mind? Most people don't care. There is no foundation. There is no principles. There is no frame. People are all over the place. People are changing and adapting who they are just for a certain, well, they're changing not who they are. They're changing their foundations, their priorities, just to get a certain result, and then they lose themselves. You know, that is the concept of selling your soul. Oh, he sold his soul to get to that level. That means you changed your priorities. You changed, you know, whatever was your core, it wasn't even strong enough. It was easy for you to get away from that to get a certain result. Okay, I'm going to do this to make money, but you can't make this money unless you go against being honorable, let's just say, right? Or having some sort of self-respect. Now, if you're prioritizing the money more, you say, you know what? Let me, for once, this one time only, let me do this one or two moves, you know, that doesn't show a form of self-respect and honor, but just to get this result. And then one by one, that's how one loses themselves. They find themselves very unhappy, very depressed, very lost. They don't know who they are. Because, again, you change who you are depending on the environment you're in. Which is why I talked about the core in the last episode, right? So these are very important things to keep in mind. If you live a life of preparation, right? If you live a life of preparation and you're preparing yourself financially, you're aware of these things, you're preparing yourself emotionally, you're preparing yourself physically, you're preparing yourself, and the skills you are developing will be with you for a lifetime and for generations to come. You know, when I start thinking about the next 5 to 10 years of my life, I start thinking, okay, well, who I am now is going to be passed on to the little ones that come after me, right? My kids, my legacy. It's like I'm building all of this stuff. I'm living the preparation life to pass it on and to go through things and experience things and to pass it on to those who come after me. It's like, okay, let's go. We have to show up. We have to be aware. I'm aware of my current situation in life, in all areas of life, without any fragments, without any labeling. I'm aware of how I feel. I'm aware where I'm going. I'm aware of what I'm doing. We're going to continue this on, fam. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Automatically stand out from the crowd the moment you go all in on you, the moment you bet on yourself, the moment you give all of yourself to a process and you see the process as the end result. You automatically stand out, fam. You automatically stand out. While everybody's debating, everybody's hoping, everybody's wishing, everybody's looking for pleasure, everybody's being pulled psychologically in multiple directions, and then there is you saying, I am going to be tunnel vision and I'm going to give myself to this. Whether it's a business, a job, a person, whatever it is, knowing that it doesn't matter what happens. Fam, you don't get hurt when you understand you have control over how you feel regardless what happens. You don't get hurt in a way where, oh, I'm gonna be devastated for the rest of my life. Yes, in a moment, you're like, fuck, that's painful. Yes, you're gonna be, that kind of hit me a bit hard, that hurts. Yes, it's like, this sucks. But it's all temporary. It's all temporary feelings. It's all part of the game, it's all part of the process. Embrace it all, fam. If you do this and you give yourself to anything, I promise you, you will get better results than the person who's half in. So if you're not aware of your current situation and where you're going, right? If you're not aware of your current position, if you're not aware of, we're all on a mountain that we're climbing, right? All of us are on a mountain, whether you see it or not, whether you're just existing and you're all over the place, you're still putting yourself in position to get a certain result. Now, a life of preparation brings awareness to all of this. You're so present. You're very present. And you're very clear on where you are. There is no confusion, right? Because you do not let foot off the gas. You don't allow yourself to lose this perspective. This is moment to moment, right? This is not, okay, every time an episode of the All Moves podcast drops, you know, I'll wait till next week to get a certain perspective, right? This is not what this is. What we're talking about is moment to moment. It's how you feel right now is transferred to the next moment, into the next moment, into the next moment. You don't lose yourself. And people don't even know themselves. So, you know, so the foundation is being lost, right? Being lost is what one is. Being confused is the foundation of one's mind. It's what one becomes, right? Oh, I'm confused. Yeah, you are that. You are confusion. Like, you're all over the place and that's you. Because there's no foundation, right? There's no, okay, let me say that again, because the foundation is confusion. And I don't want to confuse you talking about the foundation of confusion and my flow is spitting on, rapping. Listen to me, fam. 2 seconds. Listen to me, okay? If you're all over the place, right, and you have no foundation, having no foundation is a foundation. Having no foundation is a foundation. Okay? So that means your foundation is having no foundation. Your foundation is confusion. Your foundation is being all over the place, right? So now it's like you're finding yourself in these environments just to get a certain result. And then once you get bored of that, you jump to something else. And once you get bored of that, you jump to something else. You have many different ideologies, many different beliefs, many different philosophies, many different, all just jumping from one thing. And that's your foundation. You're a jumper, right? A jumper, an escaper, right? We're creating things now just to get your mind to understand what is being said, fam. It's like running away is getting you further and further away from ever understanding who you are and what you care about. You have to see yourself. You have to see that you choose to run away when things get difficult. You have to see that this anxiety that is created comes from a flimsy foundation, right? It comes from it's a broken foundation. It's like you don't see yourself as the problem, as a solution. Again, you can see it as the quote, and you can see it, you can regurgitate the information. We get it. You can say, I know, Anthony, that I'm the problem, I'm the solution, but I still feel this way. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. It's like, hey, coach, I know that I know in this situation, I need to do this move to escape, but I just don't do it. It's like, well, that doesn't make sense. And do you know the move? Because when you embody it, right? When you become it, when you embrace it, you just do it. Right? Like my coach says, when you're tired, all that's there is what you've been drilling, the natural movement that you've been drilling over and over and over again. This is why if you develop bad habits, then you will do that. How you train is how you will perform, is what my coach says. How you train is how you will perform. Now, what I'm telling you is how you prepare, how you train is how you will perform. Right? And it's the smallest things. If you're ungrateful for the smallest things, you're not going to understand or be grateful when the big things happen, right? You will easily lose perspective. It's moment to moment. How you train is how you will perform. How you live, right? How you live your life from moment to moment will be revealed when things don't go your way or when things do go your way, right? It's like you won't see, oh, wow, it won't hit you. It won't. There's no gratitude for that moment because you're not even grateful for the smallest things. You know, and these are the things that, again, this is something that you can't teach. This is your lifestyle. You can't teach this. And a lot of you are cheating yourselves on the day-to-day, man. You're cheating yourself, hoping that you can go through life. There's a reason why you don't have meaningful relationships. There's a reason why when it comes time to just doing something meaningful, that just doesn't happen. Or the opportunities that pop up that you don't take, there's a reason for that, right? There's a reason why you get the results you get, man. It's a reason why. Now, don't look at me because I'm revealing that or I'm saying that and I'm getting you to see that. Look at me as your source, like a mirror. Look at me as somebody who's revealing what is to yourself, who's getting you to see you. Don't be mad at me because, again, it's perspective. Don't be mad at me for revealing your current situation and getting you to see yourself. That's the point of you being on here. You should want to see yourself, right? You should jump on here, listen to this, and be like, wow, this is a mirror that allows me to see me. And when you see you, now what changes are you willing to make if that matters to you? You know, A lot of people don't want to live a life of preparation. They don't, because there's no fun in that. I find it fun to live a life. I train every day. I have fun training. I have fun just with everything that I'm doing, recording this podcast, with business, with life, with the people I'm around. There's enjoyment in the process. I love the process and I love the end result. There's alignment in that. There's alignment in what's important, and what is important to me is together. It's combined. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to prioritize these things because I want to live a certain way, right? So there's alignment in that. And I love it. I love training, but training in life, the mental game, right? Always being on and aware. I don't want to drink. I don't want to smoke. I don't want to lose this perspective. I don't want to miss out on the beauty of life. I don't want to lose myself, right? I don't want to escape from myself. You guys do this to escape from yourself. You need to poison yourself to feel a certain way. And it's okay if you're not complaining about the end result of that. It's okay. You can go ahead and travel your life away, but then when you come back and feel like you're not, okay, what's going on? Why I feel a certain way about my life? Hey, that's, again, the end result is the truth. How you feel, you are the example of it. You're the example of everything combined. How you react, how you respond, all of it is you. How many times I've spoken about this, and yet there's people who still think that there's something else? How many times did I say this, and yet there's people that are looking for a different quote, a different thing, a different podcast, something else? It has to be something else, right? Yet you continue to live your life complaining, living in misery, and never using that as opportunity, right? Never using how you feel as an opportunity to see the truth, right? Because how you feel is for the moment, but, you know, if there's something big that happens in my life, I stop for a second and I use that temporary feeling of happiness in one area of life and I allow it to spread in all areas of life. That's okay. I'm happy in this one area, but how's my life overall? You know, I just closed a really big deal in business, right? I'm like, oh, yes, I closed a really big deal. I'm happy. But how's my life? How's my overall life? And I take the moment, I say, yeah, because I live a life of preparation. My body's on point, my mind's on point, my money's on point. Okay, my relationships are on point, yeah. Okay, cool. Let's make sure that we are on point. The moment of gratitude, right? The little moment of happiness transferred to gratitude. You know, the moment of sadness. Damn, you know, someone I loved has passed away, right? Someone died that was close to me. And I'm sad. I really love that person. Let me take a moment to look at the relationships I have in my life. Let me take the moment of sadness to bring awareness to, you know, that person, what value that they brought, that person that when they brought value, when they brought, you know, the memory of that person. Let me transfer this to gratitude. Let me see this moment of sadness. Let me allow it to bring awareness of what I should change, because the last time that person called me, I ignored the call. Now they died and I can't even pick up their phone call ever again, right? And now there's sadness when I'm listening to their messages or I'm reading their texts and I'm like, damn, man, damn. At one point, you know, I was, you know, I took it for granted, right? Didn't respect it. So that moment of sadness can now build stronger relationships with those around you because you're like, I get it, man. I just know I appreciate this. I appreciate you. And this is why I'm the way I am. Even the fact that you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, the amount of gratitude I have, the fact that you are listening to this podcast, it means everything to me. Because I know this is not the only podcast you're listening to, right? For most people, some of you, I know this is the only one you listen to. which I appreciate you. But the fact that there's a million podcasts that you're listening to, and it's like, yet you're still coming back to this one. You keep coming back for more and more and more. There's something that you get out of this. The fact that you're listening to this means a lot to me, right? So, you know, a moment of sadness, allowing that to bring perspective, being angry, right? You know, so many things that I used to get angry about and mad about. And again, I've used to take it out on other people, even if the other people were involved. You know, I've had business partners that have stolen money from me in my early 20s, right? It was like $25,000, $20,000, you know, taken. And I'm like, okay, you know. There's been times that, and I say, when I say, okay, there's lessons to learn, right? How I handle that, how I felt about that situation. You know, relationship problems, you know, school or, you know, something being stolen or something being lost, me losing my wallet, how angry I got at one point. You learn every time you get angry, you learn. And now there's very little anger, right? Very little anger. There's peace. There's adjustments. Like when I got hit by a car riding my bike, I got hit by a car. And the first thing I said was, don't worry about it, man. Take me home. And everybody's coming out. You okay? What's going on? Yo. The lady across the street is like, yo, sue him for money. Like, you can, you know, you can call the cops, get some money. And I said, yo, man, listen, just take me home. I'm good. Just take me home. Again, getting angry in that, me getting hit by a car, flipping over, riding my bike, flipping over, getting hit by a car. I'm like, oh, fuck. I could have got up and said, what the fuck? You didn't see me. What's your problem? Could have got angry. Instead, because of all the times I've gotten angry in the past, I've learned. Because I live a life of preparation, I've learned. Because I'm prepared for this moment, right? I get hit, boom, instantly. I'm the problem. I'm the solution. Let me get up. Yo, don't worry about it, bro. Listen, I get it. Shit happens. My perspective goes to what's most important. Yo, just take me home, man. I'm good. I can walk. Okay, cool. I'm bleeding a little bit on my leg. My knee's a bit messed up. I'm scraped up all over the place. Okay, cool. But I'm alive. Okay, we're good. Don't worry about it, bro. I'm alive. Let's go. Take me home. He's like, you sure, man? My bad. I'm like, dude, calm down. I'm good. So this is how I live my life, a life of preparation. You know, prioritizing a certain foundation that I live by. I am the problem, I'm the solution. I have honor, passion. You know, the idea of selling your soul, right? Most of you sell your soul, right? Meaning you go against your core. There is no core. Got a flimsy ass core. You know, there is a core, but the core is flimsy. So, you know, being all over the place and following multiple people that contradict each other and not having your own stance on things, not learning from your own experiences, not learning from the temporary emotions that you have that are revealing the truth about yourself, not making any form of adjustment that it's like the adjustment is just based on what's temporary, right? You know, it's again, and this is not saying that I'm bulletproof to all these things. I'm bulletproof to anger. I'm bulletproof to sadness. I'm bulletproof to whatever emotion that you would label as negative. The truth is, fam, it's like when you live a life of preparation, those things slowly go away. People ask me questions like, when's the last time you cried? Or when's the last, what's crying? Right? What perspective are you coming from crying? Because I've teared tears of joy, of pure gratitude, pure clarity, like tears of joy, like, man, yes, I am happy to be me. Now, people see that. That's a narcissistic way of living. Or this person is all about themselves and full of themselves. And notice the people who say that, right? It's like people who are not solid with themselves or who don't even like who they see in the mirror, right? They put a facade, they put a mask every day and you know, they play a gimmick. So they look at themselves and say, I don't like myself. So anybody who is saying that I'm proud to be me, I'm glad to be me. It's like, oh, yeah, whatever, right? There's always a, it's always looking, there's a problem with that, right? So for me, I'm like, yes, man, I've cried tears of joy. So, you know, answering questions like that is like, last time I've been sad, I'm like, I don't know what you mean because I don't label these things as sad. Like, you know, when you look at failure, when things come to an end and people are like, I'm so sorry that that came to an end. You know, oh, you got a divorce. I'm so sorry that that has come to an end. Or you lost a client or you lost or this person is no longer in your life, or you lost a business deal, or for most people's examples, they lost a job or whatever. And people, I'm so sorry. It's like, wait a minute. This is something that it sucks for the moment because there's a void, right? There's something that I'm not getting out of it that I once got out of it, right? If you have a job that was paying you money, you lose the job, you no longer have that money. So then there's a emotion towards that. There's a feeling, oh man, there's a void. There's something missing. The money's missing, right? And a relationship is like, hey, I've given my energy, my attention towards this person that I gave my energy, resources, and attention towards is no longer here. So now there's a void, right? There's somebody in my life that I was close to that gave me a sense of meaning and purpose. And now that person died. And now that person's not in my life. And now there's a void. And now people are like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm so sorry for your loss. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. A lot of these things, fam, is like the best thing to ever happen to you, right? You can turn it into the best thing to ever happen to you. And that's okay. You know, you can turn the death of a loved one into a quote-unquote positive thing, right, for yourself. Because what is what is. It happened. Not that you're proud that it happened. I'm so glad that this happened, that this person's not here. No. You use it and you look at it differently to bring awareness to what's lacking. Or you use it to bring awareness to the relationships around you, right? You know, me failing in business or when my business partner stole money from me. It's like, great, great. I'm so glad. I look back and I'm glad that those things have happened because the way I looked at it was, okay, now I'm aware of these things and it will never happen to me again, right? Or, you know, a client that, you know, fallout happened with a client. It's like, okay, great, cool. What happened? Let me study it. Now I have this information. Now I can make adjustment for the next person that comes in. If a relationship has come to an end, great. Right? This is the girl that I loved, and this is the girl that was part of my life, but something happened between us. Boom. Now it's like, now I get to learn from it and prepare for something new. Right? These are examples that are going on in people's lives today, and I'm just looking for many different examples. We could talk about business. We could talk about, you know, being an employee. We could talk about being, you know, married in relationship. We could talk about friendships. We could talk about, even your health, right? Like, you know, I feel the healthiest I've ever been physically and mentally. But let's talk about physically right now. I feel the healthiest I've ever been physically. At one point, I didn't, right? When I got hit by a car, I'm not the healthiest. I'm like, oh, man, I'm all injured. I'm all messed up. And it's just, again, I practice gratitude every single day. And it's living a life of preparation, So it's like, I'm grateful because when those things happen, or when those things happen, I'm prepared mentally on how to react and respond to it. It's like, okay, let's figure out the solution. Okay, I'm not like, oh, why this or why that? It's like, okay, this is the reality. It sucks. And maybe I'll talk a little bit of shit because I do that. I'll be like, oh, this is whack or this sucks. But then I'll make the adjustment. So again, your health, your physically, mentally, you know, emotionally. And when I say health, is your outside body and your inside body, right? What's happening inside and what's happening on the outside. It's like all these things, man. If you live a life of preparation and you live life where your foundation is non-negotiable, right? There's no, you have non-negotiables. Like, this is it, right? You're willing to accept the result of being this way. It's non-negotiable. This is me. It's non-negotiable. Regardless of how I feel temporarily for the moment, I use those things to connect to my foundation. Again, there's a moment of happiness. It's like it brings awareness to all areas of my life. There's a moment of sadness. It brings awareness to all areas of my life. There's a moment of anger. It brings awareness and it inspires action and brings awareness to all areas of my life. It's like there's these feelings and emotions that one gets that if you don't label them, if you look to fit in on how the world responds to it, you're never going to look to understand it. Right? You're never going to really understand it. You're never going to you're going to live a life of confusion, right? You say you're depressed. You tell the world you're depressed. You start Googling what depression is. Start watching YouTube videos on depression. Start seeing how your friends talk about depression. And then now you react and respond how they do, right? You start taking these pills, you go to therapy, you start doing these things that the majority of the people do when they've prioritized not even understanding it. They labeled it, they never looked to understand it. Anxiety, they've labeled it, look, you have anxiety, and it's like, okay, why? There's a reason why. You're not living a prepared life. You're not living a life of preparation in all areas of life if you still experience these, oh my gosh, the fear of the future because you're not prepared, right? You know what you haven't been doing. You know what you should be doing. It's like, you know, you've been cutting corners. You know, you've been cheating, right? You know, you've been lying to yourself. You know, you've been lying to others. So something happens. You're like, oh my gosh, am I getting revealed? Is this the moment that I'm revealed? You know, so again, jumping into the unknown, knowing that it doesn't matter what happens. What matters most is how you react and respond. How do you get to that point? You know, so having non-negotiables. This is non-negotiable. I'm this way. That's it. This is how I am, how I'm doing this. And I see all the results. I see what happens that comes with being this way. I see I see everything that comes with being this way. I'm okay with that. See that? You know, being an honorable man. I'm okay. I'm okay with not taking certain opportunities that from the public eye, it looks like, oh, that person's doing so much with their life. It's like, okay, great. I'm okay with allowing that to pass me by because it goes against who my core, my foundation, goes against me, right? This is non-negotiable. I'm not doing that. I'm just not doing that. I prioritize clarity. I prioritize awareness, being aware. I prioritize truth, right? I value and respect my energy. So there's some things that I'm like, nah, I'm not doing that. It's non-negotiable for me. I'm not negotiating that. I'm not selling my soul for that. That's just me, right? I'd rather get the results of telling the truth than getting the results of living a lie. And most of you are getting results of living a lie and you feel bad about it, right? And only you are suffering inside. Regardless of what you say to anybody else, it is you that's suffering inside. Not me, right? Because I don't prioritize that. So there's so many people who whose foundation is confusion, lack of understanding. Look, what happens if your foundation is this, right? Every time something happens in your life, you run away from it. Now, what is the result of that? This is people's foundation. I run away from these things. I don't look to understand it. I run away from it. What is the foundation of a mind that prioritizes temporary happiness, temporary pleasure? Okay. Now, they're not living moment to moment. They become the activities they do, right? So if I go outside and play with a ball and throw it up in the air, I'm happy. If I'm home by myself alone, I'm sad. And it's like, okay, I'm prioritizing happiness and fun and something that's meaningless, just straight, hey, if I'm just smiling, it's all good. Now think about that. One who prioritizes food as a form of just enjoyment, just the taste, right? I want food to taste good regardless of how it makes me feel. Again, like if you look at this, or someone who's willing to again, sell their soul, meaning go against their core of who they are to get a certain result. Now there's a result to all these things. And you have to study that. If that's what you're doing, just study that. You can change that. You can decide right now, what are you going to hold on to? What's non-negotiable for you? And stick through that and be okay with the end result. So this is something that has been on my mind. I live the prepared life. I live the preparation life. And because of that, when something comes or if something interferes, the slightest change happens within me in any areas of my life, I'm aware of it. I'm hyper aware of it. So I get to address it before it turns into a big problem. I don't wait to a moment of chaos or a moment of conflict to bring awareness to what I've been ignoring. I'm aware of it all, fam. And that's how I want you to be as well. Congratulations, you made it to the end of the episode. I appreciate you. If you're hearing the sound of my voice right now, I truly appreciate you for making it up to this point. Before you move on, before you start the day, before you go on to the next episode, two things, family. Please leave a review on the show only if you found this episode valuable. If you found it valuable, leave a review. It helps with the growth of the podcast, and it also helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. And the second thing, family, is head over to my website, www.anthonymaniah.com, and sign up to my daily awareness email list. There, I will connect with you guys personally. If you want more information on my coaching programs, if you want more information on working one-to-one, and also to get exclusive content, head over to anthonymaniah.com. That being said, I'll catch you guys next time. I appreciate you all.